Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Tell me a story. It may be one of the most often asked human questions. Beginning in early childhood, we all hunger for stories that portray the world as we'd like it to be, peopled with witches and dragons that are easily bested by fairy princesses and handsome princes. The stories weave a happy alternate universe in which Santa lives at the North Pole, the tooth fairy creeps our bedroom in a good way after we lose a tooth, the Easter Bunny hides chicken eggs in our house, and the occasional monster peers out from under our bed. In recent decades, of course, Tell Me a Story has been replaced by Turn on the TV or Where's My iPad, but the need is the same. All of which is fine as long as at some point, preferably well before adulthood, we abandon our enchanted kingdoms for the real world and start dealing with people and events as they are. At a certain age, when Mom and Dad insist that Santa came down the chimney to put the presents under the tree, you just know better. When the pundits tell you the president runs the economy and is doing a masterful job, you should know better. But the yearning to hear a familiar story again, to linger in a happy world, even if it is imaginary, goes deep and lasts long. It has to be one reason an awful lot of Americans are so gullible when offered a fairy tale. The number one fairy tale in play right now is that the American economy is the best it has ever been, the best in the history of our country, says the fairy prince in the Oval Office. And it's all his doing, he says. Journalists who react to a good fairy tale like Pavlov's dogs to a ringing bell are singing along in time. It's not just the president say so, they have evidence. The latest government reports on gross domestic product, GDP, and employment. Let's take the GDP fairy tale first. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who believed he would grow forever, and that the faster he grew, the happier he would be. Oh no, that wasn't a little boy, that would be ridiculous. That was every industrialized country in the world. Their governments are in a constant kerfuffle about whose GDP is bigger and whose is growing faster. And our government says our GDP is huge again, growing at a rate that, were it to continue for a year, would amount to 3.2%. Yay. Now, we do not have to venture far into the swamps inhabited only by economists to find some things that offend common sense. Most of that growth came from a sudden swelling of inventories, says the report. Unsold stuff piling up in warehouses. But manufacturing was down. Imports were down. So where, please, Daddy, did all that pixie dust come from? Another thing, stripped of various kinds of pixie dust, including mysteriously swollen inventories, consumer sales, the engine of our economy, according to Barron's, grew at only a 1.3% annual rate, half the pace of the fourth quarter last year. That was the weakest rate since the second quarter of 2013. So, what are we celebrating exactly? Now, as to the jobs fairy tale, wait, there's more. The tears of euphoria had barely dried on the GDP report when last Friday the jobs report came out and the trumpets went nuts again. Unemployment rate down to 3.9%. 312,000 jobs added in December, the best in the history of the world. Is this a great president or what? And yet, as the government report insists, and nobody reports, the initial estimate of the job situation is also known as a guess, based on incomplete numbers and shaky assumptions. The jobs added number is accurate, according to the government report, to plus or minus 120,000. Monthly revisions will follow, and lately they're often downward revisions. Any celebration of 312,000 new jobs is way premature. And then there's the unemployment rate, defined as the percentage of people actively looking for work who don't have a job. It is comfortably low. What is uncomfortably high, on the other hand, is the number of people who have wanted and needed a job without success for so long that they've given up looking. By the government's count, there are just over 6 million unemployed in America, but there are 95 million American adults who are classified as not in the labor force, a number that suggests that the real unemployment rate is above 20%. In the real world, debt is strangling almost everyone. Stores are closing. Essential costs of living are going up. Suicide rates are going up. And hope for a better day is fading. So who should be blamed for wanting to hear a story that starts once upon a time and ends happily? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.